This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson, and in today's show, we are looking at how artists and scientists are using biotech to create living works of art and design. Oran Katz and Yonat Zur play with synthetic biology in very real ways. They're a husband and wife team of artists from Europe and Israel who run a laboratory for biological art at the University of Western Australia that sounds like an enterprise from fiction. It's called Symbiotica. They have created biotech artworks with titles like Pig Wings and Semi-Living Worry Dolls and Extra Ear, Quarter Scale. They explained to Mary Phaeton that they want to challenge our notions of what life is and what it could become.
They're not scientists, but Oran Katz and Yonat Zur are pioneers in the world of biotechnology. They're best known for The Victimless Leather Jacket, a semi-living artwork that has been repeated in galleries around the world more than 20 times since it was first shown in Australia in 2004. The term victimless is used ironically, as we'll soon learn.
We were actually commissioned to do a piece for a show about textile and about fashion. It followed our work about the victimless food that we created.
One of the most advanced technologies that was going on at the time was trying to grow skin for burn patients. So that became an obvious idea of trying to grow a living surface actually out of skin, which made it into leather.
So we thought, okay, let's try and grow a leather-like material, and the shape that we wanted was a little jacket.
It was totally useless in the sense that, yeah, it was tiny. It was maybe big enough for a mouse to wear if we were successful.
I asked them to take me back to 2004, when the first victimless leather jacket was shown in the John Curtin Gallery in Perth.
It was a fairly dark room, and all you could see is actually this system with the small semi-living jacket growing. There was something slightly creepy about that.
The next room was just traditional leather garments, and people would come out of our room and say that our work is unethical and then not even comment about the usual, you know, the usual use of leather.
This issue of ethics is central to their work and has earned Katz and Zur international attention. Their use of biological science enables them to raise profound questions, quite literally, about the meaning of life. One of their contributions is to language itself.
So basically we want to increase the vocabulary that we have in relation to life.
And here's the importance of art, because art is about building a new type of visual language and a verbal language that we identify as lacking.
They've coined the terms neolife and neolifeism.
There's lots of hype around new biological technologies. There's lots of mindsets that are kind of driving changes in life that seems to be driven by either misunderstanding of biological processes or exaggeration of the power of our control over biological systems. So neolife is the new approaches to life. Neolifeism is the fetishization of that, which is something that United States and myself has been kind of culturally scrutinizing for the last 20 years.
Katz and Zur oversee artists from all over the world who come to do their research at Symbiotica. And they're also busy with their own works in this rabbit warren of labs and offices, as Oran shows me. On my tour, I see cell cultures being fed. I see a lab with several projects underway. And then we come across one of the tissue culture labs. It's in this small, plain white room where the walls are lined with sterile hoods that he and Yonat have spent countless hours on projects, including the victimless leather jacket.
Is this a space where you recall having some eureka moments?
It's not so much eureka moments as much as, wow, it's alive, it's growing, it's working. Yeah, it's kind of interesting when you work with living systems. Obviously, it's not just you thinking about an idea and trying to make it work. It's almost trying to collaborate with the living systems that you try to impose your will over. So when we've done the victimless leather, for example, yeah, I remember the moment where we put everything together and it worked. It was quite a stunning moment for us.
We head along the hallway to what Oran refers to as the most evocative room in the whole building, cryogenic storage. The room holds just a row of freezers and a pot of swirling liquid nitrogen. But the ideas cooked up in here would fit comfortably in the realm of science fiction.
There are cells here which are frozen for 30, 40 years. And taking them outside of the freezer And actually bringing them back to life is quite a magical moment.
Bringing frozen cells back to life? It seems incredible.
It's actually a mist that you put in the liquid and it spreads, and then you look down the microscope and you see that those cells, after a while, starting to grow and divide and be alive again.
The cryogenic storage is like a frozen library of liveness, just waiting to be awakened. This awakening raises one of the ethical issues that Symbiotica asks us to question. The growing cells are kept alive with fetal calf serum. The meat industry calls fetal calf serum a byproduct of meat processing. A cow is sent to slaughter, is found to be pregnant, and the serum is taken directly from the heart of the calf fetus. For 65 years, scientists have tried to find a synthetic replacement, but have failed.
In order to grow cells, and especially muscle cells, in order to grow them in such a volume that would make any viable in vitro meat exercise work, you still need to use this fetal calf serum. So in a sense, you know, you still have to grow cows to take the calves out, to suck the blood out of the calves in order to grow this lab meat. So that doesn't make any sense.
Fetal calf serum is expensive too, adding up to $75 to the cost of every gram of in vitro meat.
It's interesting, actually, in one of our papers we talk about the fact that animal welfare organizations were recommending the use of tissue culture as a way of minimizing animal experimentation, either being aware or not being aware that you still use fetal calf serum. You know, my concerns is that a lot of the discussions that we have about ethics seem to be more about the aesthetics of our relationship to the other than the ethics, in the sense of if it's so far removed, we don't care about it. And a lot of our work actually deals with this idea that what technology seems to be doing really, really good is hiding the victims of our consumption ever so further that we don't need to stop and make any ethical decision.
The decision by Katz and Zur to use fetal calf serum in their work has itself brought out the critics.
They say you don't have to actually work with the materials. As artists, you can do representation. So you can draw it, you can paint it, you can do something to represent this kind of thing. And I think this is problematic because one of the ethos of where we are in Symbiotica is that in order to really understand those technologies and in order to try and understand where it's going, what kind of society we're going to have, you really need to immerse yourself hands-on. Also to experience this uneasy feeling that involving actually messing with life.
The use of fetal calf serum is just one of the ethical issues in the world of synthetic biology. Think designer babies or maybe a super race. Later this year, Aron Katz will open an exhibition that explores the promise of the regenerative body. It's called Demonstrable and recognises the 20th anniversary of the Vacanti mouse, the mouse with a human ear grown on its back. For him, it was one of the defining images of the late 20th century, in fact, one which set him on his own career path. But the possibility demonstrated then hasn't come to much.
Those four researchers were trying to demonstrate that you can start to create complex three-dimensional tissue that is alive and can replace tissue in the body.
Since then, Katz argues the track record of those who've tried has been less than stellar.
When you look at the scientific literature, there's an amazing catalogue of failures of what happens to those ears weeks after the implant is put, and it's like it's becoming misshaped. And I'm actually working with a philosopher at the moment writing a philosophical paper about why it seems that constructed life can't hold its own form and shape.
So while some things have developed well in the last two decades, like the bioreactors that allow the research to take place, and spray on skin, and simple internal organs like tracheas and bladders, the reality around replaceable body parts still falls short of the hype.
And it is generating a whole industry around it. As a business model, it's a really interesting business model of seducing us into believing that those things are just around the corner, that we are going to have our body spare parts waiting for us. And actually, journalists and to some extent even some scientists believe that it's already happening. But actually, if you're in this field, you understand how far we are from getting even near there.
Aron Katz is still most interested in the artistic and cultural scrutiny of the biotech world, the importance of this ongoing conversation about life and the language we develop to describe it.
As long as there's a realization that art can play a major role in scrutinizing and articulating what we're doing to life, we might learn from our mistakes
Yonat Zur most wants the art of Symbiotica to make us consider the future of life.
The different gradients of life, about sentiency, even vitality, you know, if it exists, where we want to continue as a society with our ability to further abstract, fragment and engineer life.
And if we don't have the conversation?
The technologies are slowly creeping and getting there. And if we don't have a cultural discussion, if we don't have more people who have some kind of understanding, I think we are going to face a very horrible future, in the sense that if we only allow the engineering mindsets to control the way we think about life, the decisions that are going to be made are going to be quite nasty.
Aran Katz and Yonat Zur run Symbiotica, which is a lab for biological art at the University of Western Australia. That story originally aired in 2015 and was produced for us by Mary Faton.